This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. I've been telling America's story as I understand it. So far, I've focused almost entirely on the Puritans. I've done this because I strongly believe that their contribution to America's founding is grossly underrated. It's their ideas about God and man that laid in the groundwork for the political liberty that we've come to enjoy. Soon, I'll begin to tie all the pieces together and help you make the connections that I've made, but today, and for the next few days of podcasting, I'm going to tell some other stories. Now, somewhere in the first few weeks of my podcasting venture, I introduced you to a fellow named Sam MacDonald. Sam's a make-believe guy, a character from the first novel that John and I published, a story called Bloodlines. We had a lot of fun creating Sam, and as I said earlier, he became kind of a mentor to me. Today you're going to meet Sam's grandpa, Will MacDonald. I think I can say that when John and I set out to create our characters, we wanted them to at least loosely represent certain qualities. So whatever Sam was, his grandpa Will was certainly the opposite. We purposely named Will Will because Will was willful. He was a rebellious soul. In fact, when we wrote the Bloodline story, Will MacDonald was the story's character whose choices and lifestyle opened the way for what his grandson Sam called the strand of evil that entered our family line. I want to just stop here for a minute. All families have strands of good and evil running through them. So do nations. I know I'm biting off a lot here to try and tackle in just a few short minutes, but give me a chance and let's see where this goes. And back to our story. In reality, the strand of evil that Will represents actually found its roots in Will's father. Joseph Hosea MacDonald was a bitter man, and he treated his young son Will very badly, so badly that Will grew to hate him. One day, Joseph's cousin, Colonel Angus MacDonald, and oh, by the way, Angus is actually a real-life character from history. He's not fictional. He was a real person. We took the liberty of using Angus's little-known but real story, and we interjected him into our make-believe one. Angus was a frontiersman. When he came to visit the MacDonalds, who, by the way, lived in Culpeper, Virginia, the family sat around the fireplace and listened to his masterfully spun stories about life on the frontier. For just a moment, pretend that you're young Will. You've grown up under the weight of an angry father. And here comes this wild frontiersman with these exciting romantic tales about life on the frontier. Now, I can understand how Will began to view the frontier as an opportunity to escape his father's bitter wrath. One night following a visit with Angus, in the deepest hours of the morning, and after Angus had left and headed west to the wilderness again, Will snuck out of his bed and got dressed. He moved quietly into the big room, removed his father's long knife from above the fireplace mantel, and took off into the woods after Angus. Soon he caught up with him. He told him that his father had given him the sword as a sign of his blessing and that it was his father's wish that he travel with Angus back into the frontier. Of course, it was all a lie. Will's father never told him any such thing. It was this lie that opened the door for Sam's so-called strand of evil in the family line. And it was the sword that Will stole from his father's fireplace mantle that became, in our story, the instrument of evil that shed innocent blood. Some of the things that Will did with that sword are too gruesome to talk about in this podcast. You'll have to get the book. As far as Will's story goes, I'm going to stop here, at least for now. Let's just say that Will MacDonald represents the darker side of humanity. Both he and his father also speak of a nation that allows a root of bitterness to grow up in its midst. We have some of that going on today. A great deal of it, as a matter of fact. Up next, we'll meet Will's Shawnee wife, Nikitcha Kamey, Sam's grandma.
You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.